You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Hi, my name is Luke, and today is April 11th. Today we're reading out of the book of 1 Samuel and the Gospel of Luke. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on his word and his presence. He will guard the feet of his faithful servants, but the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55.
Hannah's prayer echoed the longing of God's people. They were waiting for a king who would reign with power and bring stability and safety to Israel. Hannah's prayer demonstrated the characteristics of a world under the rule and the reign of God. It will be a world where God delivers his people, silences his enemies, and brings justice to the entire world. The longing for a king like this is expressed in Hannah's final words. She prayed with anticipation for a king that would be strengthened and anointed by God. Hannah directed the reader toward a messianic figure, a savior of God's people who would bring justice and peace to the world. Years later, Mary, the mother of Jesus, offered a prayer similar to Hannah's. Mary's prayer anticipated the arrival of a far greater king who would do what no Old Testament king could do: usher in the rule and the reign of God. Let's pray.
Jesus, thank you for preserving Hannah's prayer for the generations who followed her. Thank you for being both the King of the universe and the King who hears our individual prayers. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.